Now, boys and girls, it used to be my habit when I was taking the children's talk often and often to ask somebody to read a verse. So I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to say now, because you might just turn up to the wrong verse. But are you ready with your Bibles now? Have you got a Bible? Hope you've got one with you. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 17. Anyone got it? 1 John chapter 2 and verse 17. Aye, any hands gone up yet? Well, I've got it. Well, you might say because you knew where to get it, didn't you? Okay, anyone got it now? I've been talking away all this time, blathering away so you get time to get it. Right, Caroline, up you get. Good girl. Well, that was very well read. Can you read it just again? Because people were a wee bit surprised that you get nothing so on. Okay.
The world and everything that people want in it are passing away, but the person who does what God wants lives forever.
That's right. Okay, that's all about the world passing away, isn't it? And people who do the will of God not passing away. All right. I wonder if in your school you get half holidays for any special reason. Founders' Day, perhaps? It seems to me that boys and girls are always getting half holidays that I never got. I'm a bit jealous. And quite often I would say to children I know very well, "What? Are you off again?" My, it wasn't like that when I was at the school. It was heads down all the time. We never got a break. At least it seems like that. But we did get a half holiday. And when I say we did, there's a lady down in the pew and she got the same half holiday that I got because she went to the same senior school. And we got a half holiday. And it was to do with a pond called the Ross Pond. And the Ross Pond was the size of about 3 football pitches. And just about this time of year, if something happened to the Ross Pond, we got a half holiday, half day from school. I wonder if anybody can guess what happened to it. Huh? Did it disappear? Come on. Where's all your brains? Nobody going to have a go? Right. I'll have to tell you. It froze over. And in the morning, the sportsmaster and the prefects go down and check it out, stamp their feet and use sticks to prod it. And if the ice was thick enough, we got a half day. I think it only happened about twice. Perhaps I even prayed at night that the Ross Pond would freeze over, but it only happened twice. And then that afternoon we all went down with a great time. We were supposed to skate on it, but none of us ragamuffins had skates, so we just slid about, sometimes on the seat of our pants, I suppose, knocked people over, and we had a great time. Great fun. Well, if you had lived in London a long time ago, about the 1660s time, it was a long, long time ago, something wonderful happened then as well. The whole River Thames froze over. There were 3 or 4 years in the 1660s when the River Thames froze quite completely over. And the reason for that was not just that the weather was very cold, which it was, but at that time the River Thames was very slow flowing and had very muddy banks, and because of all these things we're told, the River Thames froze over completely. And so people could walk on it and even bring horses and carts over it. But then, let me get my date right. I think it was about 1683. The whole river froze over just before Christmas time. And it stayed frozen for 5 weeks. And the ice was so thick, no boats could sail. The watermen had no work to do with their boats. But some people began to think about this frozen river and say, well, I know we're walking over it, and I know we're taking horses and carts over it, but let's do something about this. This is really something wonderful. Imagine the river for miles just being a sheet of ice, very thick. You could walk on it, ride a horse on it. So people started to set stalls up on it, started to sell vegetables and food of other kinds. And then people who performed tricks, they started to entertain on it. And then some very daring person, first time, people followed him after that, actually started a fire on it. Not just on the ice, but they put it in a bucket, you see, with holes in it called a brazier, and they roasted chestnuts on it. I love roasted chestnuts, by the way. They're great. And then lots and lots of people started to do this, and it became known as the Great Ice Fair. And for 5 weeks, it was absolutely spiffing. Instead of just being a dull sheet of ice that everybody looked at and said, "The Thames has frozen over," they really started to enjoy it and had a super duper time. But you know what happens to ice, don't you? One day the cracks started to appear and the water started to seep in, and somebody's foot went right through with a kh, and they got their socks wet, and someone shouted "Scram!" and they got off the ice as quickly as they could, and that was the last of it. It was great fun. It was called the Great Ice Fair. But the problem was the ice melted and it disappeared. And you know, that's what John is really saying in the verse that Caroline read for us. The world seems wonderful and exciting and interesting and attractive. But remember this, it's going to disappear. It's going to disappear. There's only one person that will not disappear, and that's the person that does God's will and trusts the Saviour. We are going to be in heaven forever. Now, there are very many interesting things in the world. I'm not saying all the things are wrong, but what John is really saying is this: don't start to love the world. Don't start to become so excited by the world that you forget the Saviour. Remember that you belong to him. And while other people do have pleasure, what you have in the Lord Jesus lasts forever and forever and forever. Will you remember that? The world is attractive. The world is exciting. But the world is going to pass away like the great ice fair. But if we trust the Saviour, we'll be in heaven for all eternity.